Welcome to Life Like Orange Podcast. I'm Ichabod Broccoli, and today my guest is my sad self. I got into a conversation with someone a year or two ago. It was just a Facebook thing. I was writing a paper for one of my classes, and I contacted him through Facebook to ask him a question, to clarify something for my paper, or get a quote. You know, I wanted something I could reference him directly, since I had the opportunity. He's a musician, and he has a day job. Works for a company that you've heard of. But he recorded a couple of albums in the 90s. That I listened to a lot. I really enjoyed them. And he, one day after I asked him the question, he just started shooting these questions at me. Just like, I guess he was bored and he wanted to waste some time or kill some time. So he just started talking to me like, what are you into? Who, you know, what's your deal with, what are you, I don't know, just throwing some things at me, bouncing some ideas off of me, checking my temperature and telling me some of the things that he likes about music, some of his influences. And we got into this musician sort of discussion. And after, he kept it going, the whole time I was at the Jurassic drive-thru thing with my kid, he started messaging me, and I was like, wow, I'm flattered you want to talk to me this much, but I'm busy right this second, so I had to cut it off. But I thought that we had something, had a kind of, some kind of connection. I sent him a song I'd been working on, and I didn't have a lead track worked out. Didn't have lyrics or really a melody. Just had this interesting, spacey sort of song with a weird count. It was like a 10-8 or something, 10-4. It was fun, interesting, not the same as everything else. He said he loved the production on it, and it was a beautiful song. He said that he liked that I didn't compress the shit out of it. Modern music production sucks. And so I said, I don't know if you ever heard of, I said to him, The Heads. The Heads were Jerry Harrison and those guys from, guys and gals from the Talking Heads. And David Byrne wasn't involved, and so the rest of the band got together and recorded a bunch of music and sent it out to different personalities, different singers of the time, and just asked them to write something for the song, just finish the song. And I always liked it. It's not like the best album, and not all the songs are necessarily great. Some of the singers I really don't like. I mean, I didn't like the song that they did. Some of them I really liked. Andy Partridge. He did that Paper Snow song. And where's the thumbnail? Let me see the thumbnail. All right, I have to look at it small because it's not shown. John Napolitano, Concrete Blonde. Michael Hutchins, NXS, passed away. Debbie Harry, obviously. Richard Hell, Maria McKee, Sean Ryder. I'm not sure who that is. I don't like this, what he did to that song. No More Lonely Nights. That's really weird. Ed Kowalczyk, my favorite thing he did, I think. Indie Hair. Cool little song. Okay, so, I said to him, so I don't know if you ever heard this album, but, you know, they sent some of the music they wrote to some of their favorite artists. So I am sending this to you, saying, if you would like to add a track to it, that'd be super cool. And he wrote back, oh, I'll think about it. I kind of avoid doing collaborations these days for, you know, his own reasons. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get that. That's cool. No pressure. And then, I don't know if I followed up with him again after that online. No, I didn't. I just let it go, I think. But I wrote him this letter, this long, well, one-page letter, telling him, just following up, saying, I know you probably don't have time for this kind of stuff, but if you could throw on a track, that would be super cool. And he didn't respond. When I sent him the letter, and a couple months later, it came back to me. Return to sender. And so I messaged him again on Facebook. And I said, I looked up your address and I sent you a letter. But it came back, so I guess maybe I don't have your current address, which is fine. You know, here's a link to the Google Doc. This is what was in the letter. Oh, just like that, just straightforward. You didn't want the letter, but here's what it says. He's probably not going to click a link to go read the letter anyway, but regardless, I reached out to him again, and he has not responded. Still low pressure, no pressure, you know. I just say, hey, I just wanted to bring this back into your radar, and in case you did think it would be something fun to do. And I haven't heard anything. It's been a couple weeks now, I think. So I'm not going to follow up on that. I'm not going to be a crazy person. And unless he does respond, I'm going to drop it. I was just looking at the returned letter. It's written on there, return to sender, in very handwritten fashion that if I was a crazy stalker type, I might go online and see if I could find any handwriting samples, maybe lyrics or something, and just see what his handwriting looks like and match it up. But I think he wrote this. Like, he saw it, he's like, oh, not this guy again. I don't even want to deal with it. He wrote return to sender. It's printed in black ink. Looks like one of those fat ballpoints. And, fairly neat, but kind of a artistic sort of writing. Like somebody with a smooth hand and smoothly moving. I don't mean the skin. I'm not I'm not sitting there picturing touching someone's hand. But that makes me sad that he doesn't want to work with me at all. I mean, that's fine. I get it. I'm not mad. I'm more embarrassed that I asked. I'm not trying to push this guy into anything. I'm just gonna let it go. So, yeah, I'm editing a picture. You know, I like to do things while I'm recording. That's all right. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna just keep sitting on it. I told him I haven't done anything with this. I haven't sent it to anyone else. I haven't developed it any further. It's yours. If you just do something with it, send it back to me. And I held on to it up to a point, but I just sent it to the guy I go to school with. We'd been talking about, well, I saw it as forming a partnership. That's what I'm trying to do. And I think I scared him away. I came on a little too strong. It's all right. Maybe I'm not meant to work with other people. So, on the brighter side, or not, I wanted to come back to the stand-up comedy thing. I got a little story. So this is a persona. I haven't decided. I gotta get some kind of gimmick. There's gotta be some kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know what my thing is. But I was at I have these cars. I collect fancy old cars, okay? And I went to this thing downtown, and I brought my, Morris Peterbum edition. The old four-cylinder. I drove down there, and the thing dies right there at the entrance to the parking lot, you know? So there I am with the hood up and locking the whole driveway. People can't even get by. Some guy pulls up behind me, gets out of the car. Hey, you need any help? It's Jay freaking Leno. Jay Leno, of course, he's at the car show, so he comes up. He's like, "Can I get you any help?" And I was like, "Help me, you're you help me, you're funny." No, wait, you're not. I think somebody did that already. I think I actually heard somebody do some joke. It was this long build up to this punchline, and punchline is, "Jay Leno, you're not funny." I wonder if that was the same joke, because that's not a very good joke. He said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Can you help me?" "You're funny." "Wait, no, you're not." I guess it's not that much buildup. I mean, it's just a minute or two. And, I can't say that I think that really works well. And what else? Back by popular demand, he's gonna play some more piano. Who the hell demanded that? Don't ask. Just go with it. All right, I suck at that. Well, it's been nice ignoring y'all this time. Well, thanks for slowing for the Cone Zone. I've been Ichabod Broccoli. You've been wonderful. Ick out.